Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Beneath the Citadel by Destiny Soria. Narrated by Rebecca Gibble. Chapter 1. The Chancellor. Four people were supposed to die at sunrise. The four members of the council sat in the judgment hall, prepared to declare the prisoner's fate. The High Chancellor himself oversaw the proceedings, as was customary in trials for treason. Deep beneath the citadel, the executioner was waiting. The Chancellor was a very old man. On days like this, he felt it in his bones. The last execution of rebels had been several years ago, but the Chancellor hadn't held his position then. His predecessor had been a younger man, better suited for the rigors of the office. Better suited for the heavily embroidered, smothering ceremonial robes. Better suited for hours of standing on the dais with only a table stacked with documents for support. Better suited for realizing how very young the first prisoner was when the two guards led her into the hall. She was of true Teruvian stock, her fine black hair chopped short around her shoulders, her bronze skin muddied from the dungeons, and showing faint, purple bruising on her arms and under one eye. The gray dress they had put her in hung sack-like on her thin, boyish frame. The Chancellor felt momentarily ill. 16 years looked different on paper than it did in real life. She was a child. A child who had knowingly committed treason. Or attempted to, anyway. Unfortunately, the law...